Today's learning from the Nishmas of Chaim Luzik Rishai, Moshe ben Daniel, Sra Menachem Rabbeinu, Sra Shlomo Chaim Moshe, Yeshiva Malkum, and Baruch HaSar Malkum, at Chitzchak Fein Goldina. Ben C and Ben Leah, I think. I don't know. And a schus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. Okay, says the, with Simon Reshai and Tess, we're up to Sif Hei. Ner Shadliki B'Shem. So we're talking about over here about moving candles, being mukta, moving them once they're mukta in the beginning of Shabbos, they're mukta for the whole Shabbos. So just a couple of more points to finish up, and then maybe we'll try to do a little bit of a summary of how it's negeya b'zman hazeh. We do have to understand that there's, the metzias is a little bit different b'zman hazeh. The metzias is that there is a difference. Our candlesticks are used for candles. Back then, they could have used a bowl as to burn oil, right? So there was a lot of times the items that they were using to make their candles, to make their light, was could have or, much more common to have been multi-purpose uses. So we have to, when we finish this, we'll have to try to see if we can apply it to what's the metzias today. So we went, if you somebody lit a candle, whether it was lit before Shabbos or on Shabbos, we'll see, it doesn't make a difference. For somebody who is pregnant, someone's in delivery, or somebody who's sick, the yolda, then afterwards, the yolda achaya, the baby is born, and the srapa achayla, the chayla got better. Mutta letaltal im kava. In that case, says the mechaber, this candle, you're allowed to move if it went out. If somebody lights a candle on the Shabbos on Shagig, the cover went out, Shemutta Latalta, you're allowed to move it. Let's see why. Okay, why is this different? It says Mishabura, Mutta, the A Mukta Lachati Shabbos. So here's another Yasaid in Mukta. There's no such thing as something that's Mukta, it's Machlaikis, but Mechaber is telling us over here, there's no such thing as something that's Mukta for part of Shabbos. The dafka in miskatzoy ben hashmashes who betchilas knisa Shabbos. If something became mukts in the beginning of Shabbos, who damrin on miskatzoy lekula Shabbos achlach shakov, and we say it remains in that status. Avaloi bezeh shehidlik be'erev Shabbos lechaya to for someone in delivery. The chayla sheyesh by sakana or a chayla that Rachman Litzlan is in a serious situation. Shoyamutta betchilas haShabbos otalpa, you will allow to move it as we've learned previously. So since at that moment you were allowed to move it, so lois katzoy lekula Shabbos. The whole reason we said why this stays muksa the whole Shabbos is because since it was iskatzoy bein hashmashis, it's iskatzoy for the whole Shabbos. But in this case it wasn't. La'achash in this rapa achoylo. Elal's man shudai lekubad. So when the fire is burning on there, okay, so the fire is muksa, you can't do anything about it. But after the fire goes out, you can move it. V'cholshkinim hudlik b'Shabbos gufal etzarechayi v'choylo. If it was lit on Shabbos, so then certainly bein hashmashes loy hayder leklal bein hashmashes, but vadi loy iskatzoy lekuliyayim, it did not become mukzah for the rest of Shabbos. Letalplim kava, you can move it. Hainadavka letzarech gufal mekayim. Now remember, you can't just move it for no reason. You can move it letzarech gufal, you want to use it for something, or letzarech mekayim, you need that spot. The loy adifa mishakli shemalach deleiser. It's no different than any other keli. That's malachtoi le'iser. V'hu adin hakol mitamanal. This all goes back to the beginning. The aim mukzal chatzis Shabbos. She also af achas shakava. Even that once something that was lit on Shabbos, it cannot become mukza. It doesn't remain mukza once the candle goes out. B'shoigig. Now the mechaber used the word that you lit the candle on Shabbos b'shoigig. The le'eri b'rishayu, because the mechaber is not going to talk about somebody who's a Russia who likes candles on Mezid. But in reality, u'be'emes. If you lit it on Shabbos, b'mezit, you machal Shabbos, and you say, I don't care, I'm lighting the candle, you also want to move it, because, again, as long as it's for one of those two reasons, the svara doesn't change the fact that you are Eva and Aver. Says the Mechaber, Sif Vav. You have a lamp that was not lit at all that Shabbos. Afilu hu shal cheres the moyas, even it's of cheres, it's disgusting. Afilu shal neft the nasiach, it's made from this neft that smells badly. Mutal ataltaloi, you're allowed to move it. The mukta machmas mios, since this is mukta machmas mios, which is another category of mukta, which we didn't talk yet about that much, but something that is moyas, you're not going to use. So therefore, it's mukta. But you're allowed to move it on Shabbos. Mutl talpli, but after klishom lachtelisa. So once again, this is still the lamp is still a klishom lachtelisa. We call makom l'tzarif guf and mekayim mutik ma'ishikasa simishin chesiv gimel. Anything that's muktzah machmas iser, you're allowed to move l'tzarif guf and mekayim. When the candle was burning, that's when you had a problem that you couldn't move it. Mutah hayo ve'ikatayris kliyalei v'chazir l'ksuy v'imana. You're allowed to move it since, although it's disgusting, you still have some use for it. Says the Mechaber Siv Zayin, Menorah ben Gedolah. Now, this is where we're going to see the difference between the candelabras they had then and the candelabras they have now. But let's first see what the Mechaber and the Mishabura say about it. And then we'll have to see where's the differentiation. Menorah, you have a candelabra, ben Gedolah katana, whether it's large or small. Im he shel prakim, if it's made up of parts. Ein metalteleisa, you're not allowed to move it. Now, this is a separate gezeira, why you're not allowed to move it. The chashinon, the chachamim said, shemo tipol, you might drop it, v'tisparik, it's going to come apart, v'yachzirenev, and you're going to put it back together, v'nimtza isikli. So, to assemble such a candelabra on Shabbos is makabapatish, patish, you're not allowed to do it. Sin, it's boina, makabapatish, whatever the reason is, you can't do it. The chachamim were worried that if you are going to move it, you might drop it, it might come apart, and you might reassemble it. So they made a gzeira, don't move it. Even if it's not made from separate parts, it has indentation, it looks like it's made shel prakim. You're not allowed to because people will see that you're going to do it. So let's first see the Mishavura, and then we'll discuss how this applies today. Menorah, it was never used. But it is a candelabra. Vinimtsa, if you reassemble it, it's going to be that you're making a kli. I am a taz, I only come a simtof kufyatesiv base. Vimdarkali is roughly, if it's made of parts, but it's very loose, they're not assembled tightly. Shari, it's mutta, kumashikasiv simashin yud gimel sivav, it's not considered bayna. Because they come apart and together easily. I ain't shamashikasavni shaburlini kaisa shalprakim, they also had these cups that were made of. Part sometimes we see that in the cups with the stems that could be made from two separate parts. V'doima, we said Mechaber said that if it looks like such a candle, it's also a problem. Mishum de miflach b'shel prakim, if we allow you to carry that one, although it's not really made from separate parts, you're going to come to carry one that is made. V'da the lefiyam isbar b'siv zeh iser l'talta ner shalonu shekar leichta. Our candelabras, says the Chafetz Chaim, you're not allowed to carry. Okay, absolutely, even if it's brand new, it was never used. The because it's made from parts. This that we said earlier that you could move a ner that was lit for a chayla on Shabbos after it goes out is talking about a candle that's not made from parts. Okay, so that's what the Mechaber, that's what Shura tells us. Let's just run through a couple of inyanim over here. So first of all, what's the status of our candelabra today? So you have a candelabra that you lit your candles on in Shabbos. So we already said once migudis. So certainly you can't move that on Shabbos. What happens when you have a candlestick? Sometimes people have decorative candlesticks on their sideboard, or you have a candelabra that you didn't use. So let's break it down. If it's made from parts, you might have this problem. However, Moshe writes that the way ours are assembled, where it's there's a screw in it, and they're screwed very tightly together, we're not concerned that they're going to come apart. You've never had, for the most part, I don't think any of us have ever had that accidentally our candelabra came apart because they have a long screw in them and they're screwed very tightly together. So Ramayisha says the prakim part is not a problem. However, there's really a separate problem that could be negeya. Okay, it's definitely considered a kli shem lach delisa. Technically, a kli shem alach delisa, so you should be allowed to move l'tzarif gufei mekayim, unless the candle was burning ben hashmashos. But we're talking about a case that it wasn't. We have another problem, and that's why I want to bring it up here. Although we're not going to get to this topic till much, much later, but there's also muktzah machmas chasarin kis. Something that is very, very expensive is not only doesn't necessarily fall into the category of muktzah machmas iser only. But also falls into a case of muktzah machmas chasarin kis, something that is expensive, you're not allowed to move even l'tzarich gufei mekayim. So really, talk about if you have candlesticks on your sideboard and you want to set up food over there, you want to move it to the side. So it's real. So tzarich mekayim. So it's really going to depend. If it's just a decorative piece and it's not made from prakim, or if it is, it's screwed together like Ramayisha just said, it's okay, and it's not an expensive piece, so it's muktzah machmas iser. You want to set food up over there on the side. You have a kiddush at your home and you want to set up food, you can go ahead and move it. Letzarech. But if it's a very expensive candelabra, there you might run into the problem, muktzah machmas and kis, and that would be more problematic. So from this, we can also, this plus everything we learned told here, what about a lamp on Shabbos? Or the Shabbos lamps, right? So we all have the Shabbos lamps next to our beds. And can you move it? It's a little bit too far. You want to move the position that it gives you better light. Can you move it or not? Now, I will tell you that Raibelsky was very, very strong that he said you're not allowed to move it. I actually spoke to the Rav about it this morning because it's a little bit hard to understand. Let's think about it. It's muktzah machmas iser, right? However, letzarech gufo, letzarech mekaymai, you should be allowed to move it. You want it closer to your bed so you can read. That should be Litzarev Mekoyme. Raibelsky writes, they're not allowed to move it. The Rav said maybe Raibelsky was at that time was talking about only when they were using incandescent bulbs and therefore was considered a fire. So falls into the category of having of becomes buses to the it becomes buses to the light bulb. And that's why you weren't allowed to move it. Most of the Paiskim disagree with what Raibelsky writes over there, and especially maybe Raibelsky would even agree today. All the Shabbos lamps are either fluorescents or they're LED lights now. In fact, when you look at the original ones were made, they came to Raibelsky, had to make it, and it has a very heavy base. If you ever wondered why it has a heavy base, because Raibelsky held you're not allowed to move it. And therefore, he wanted, even when you're turning the top, which is a separate piece, Raibelsky compares it to the case that we learned 2 days ago, that you're allowed to be kofa a kli on top of the fire in order to make it dimmer, right? That's what he compares it to. So therefore, he had to make it a weighted bottom. So when you turned it, it didn't move because Raibelsky held that you're not allowed to move it. Again, like I said, many of the other Paiskim argue, and they hold that it is just a regular muktzah machmas iser. Since it's a regular muktzah machmas iser, if you need it letzarech gufay or letzarech mekaymai, you would be allowed to move it on Shabbos to where he does write that if the switch is in an oifen that you might by mistake come and shut it off, right? So depending on which one you have, sometimes the switches are right, very accessible. Sometimes it's further down on the wire. You have to know the metzias. He does write that if it is in an oifen that you might by mistake accidentally shut it off. Certainly, if you ever by mistake actually did it, you should make sure to put a tape on it so you have a reminder. Similar concept that we learned by a blef and other things. You should cover it up that you should not come to move it. The same thing would, and this Raibelsky doesn't disagree. Raibelsky also said that you're allowed to, when it comes to if you have a fan that is now it's coming to summer, it's hot, you have a fan next to your bed. So we always, you have the oscillating fan, so to pull that piece up and down to make it turn or not turn. So that he always said that you're allowed to do it. You're not doing anything when you do that. But even to move the fan closer to you or further from you, we want to turn it away from you, it's blowing right on you, those all fall under. And it's a kli shemalachta. There's no fire in the fan, certainly, and therefore you would be allowed to move it. With regards to if you have a space heater, that the old-fashioned space heaters that actually had a heating element in it, that you saw the red heating element. So there is already a shaila. Is that considered a fire? Is that not considered a fire? Were you allowed to move it on Shabbos or not? Would it be the same as a fan? Or it would not be a fan. Okay, we'll stop over here, and if it's Hashem, we will continue on Monday.